Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Tonight we return to Sector Alpha, District of Red Lights, as it slithers and sways for its visitors. Bane of the fiscally foolish, this district affords release to the policies of Heartlife. In our dark tunnels and perfectly assigned single-function work assignments, the most difficult thing to get can be the brush of a hand, a conversation, and reassurance that someone is listening to you, even if you did pay them to do so. From this world came Allison, Neil Henderson's one true love. Who could blame her for having needs of her own after meeting those of others for so long? Are we not all equally corruptible in our times of weakness? And what of Neil Henderson? Will his will waver? As he and Lomi descend into the unbuckled folds of Sector Alpha to commit the crime of grand theft, let us find out.
Are you almost finished removing the tire, sir? This is really hard to hold up.
Quiet, Lomi. Someone's going to hear us. Oops.
Ow. Oh, bugger all. Look out, Mr. Neil.
Dang it, Lomi, don't offer to lift up a car if you can't hold it the whole time I steal the dang tire off it.
Sorry, sir, I've always been a bit of a butterclaws. But hey, you pulled the tire off. Well done. Why are we stealing a tire again?
Butterclaws, got that right. Man, I thought you mole folk were supposed to be super strong.
Well, we can claw through solid rock if we're in a fright, but...
But nothing. Shine your light over here. I need to take a look inside this tire.
Right. On second thought, never mind the tire, why is there an automobile from the Bad Ages sitting in the alley behind Allison's old brothel?
Brothel owns it. Kinda like a private side room.
What?
Look, Lomi, people in that brothel get paid to snuggle, and sometimes if their clients have a lot of money, they get paid extra to get all dressed up and then snuggle in the back of a fancy car. Does that make sense?
I bet if they're paid so much, they do more than just snuggle in there.
Well, yeah, they also do grown-up stuff.
Ooh, what sort of stuff, Neil? I'm a grown-up, you can tell me.
Nah, you're just a kid. Ain't right to say that kind of stuff to a kid.
I'm not a kid. I'm a 2-year-old female.
Right, 2 years old, all grown up.
Oi! I am an adult. I've had 6 pups. They all ate each other, though. Sad, that.
Man.
Yeah. I like to keep busy now.
All right, bingo bango.
What is it?
Spare key.
Spare key to what?
To this. Ooh.
From out of the darkness hobbles Candace, the aged whore. Clenched in her spidery grasp is a gaudy, heart-shaped locket. A bitter smirk plays across her papery features.
How long have you been there? And what are you doing with Allison's heart box?
Easy, Romeo. The money stashed inside was gone. She took it all. Left behind this nice keepsake box, though. I kept it safe just for you, because I knew you'd come back. That Allison's got you on a tight leash, fella.
Look, ma'am.
Candace.
Right, Candace. There may or may not have been a lot of money in that box. How do I know you're telling the truth? Maybe you took the money in the box and Allison's lying in a ditch somewhere, in trouble, or...
Dead? Ask any of the girls around here. They'll all tell you she is. But that's just wishful thinking on their part.
Okay, Candace, look. The money's not important, okay? Just please tell me, where is my girl?
All right, big boy, calm down. Last time I saw her, she was still alive and bitchin'. Allison just took off one night. No one's seen her since.
Well, how long ago was this?
I don't know. Days, weeks, kinda blurs together. Job like mine, I don't get a lot of up on my feet time, you know.
Was she running from someone? Has anyone from Heart Life come by looking for her?
We're all from Heart Life.
You know what I mean.
Kid, in this sector, Heart Life tends to give folks a little more privacy. You know what I mean? Speaking of which, rumor has it you got yourself grabbed by the boys at M-U-R-D-E-R. So, Mr. Investigator, where have you been the last few weeks, huh?
Never mind that. How do you know she's still alive?
I don't. But you know who cares when the relations technician dies?
Her mummy?
Her clients, you morons! Allison's got most of the city's dead disposal drivers on her weekly rotation. And I think they'd have noticed if they'd given her a ride. Oh, you're terrible. I meant non-sexually.
All right.
Because she'd be dead in that case is what I'm saying.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. You're saying the love of my life vanishes and nobody cares or even keeps track of when. And her heart box, the one that held every credit we saved and all the love notes I wrote her, she just grabbed the money, left the important stuff behind and walked out? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, calm down. Oopsie. What I told you is true, from a certain point of view. The box was just lying on her dresser. When I heard the racket you and your critter were making, I thought I'd whip it out, flash it around, see if you wanted to buy it. For sentimental reasons, that's all. Look, I'm helping here.
You can't trust nobody. Lady, you're lucky I don't hit girls. Or I would smack the truth clean out of you.
Yeah, not a critter, a mole person. Please, missus, tell us the truth. Where is Miss Allison? Did she leave a message behind for me?
I don't speak to rats. I still got my pride. Now, as far as...
I am not a rat. I am a mole.
Sorry, you look like a rat.
No, no, I am not a rat. I am a mole.
Oh, Lomi, Lomi, take it easy.
Okay, kid, call her off.
I'll show you better.
Whoa. Oh, my God, look at the teeth on that
thing. Whoa, Lomi, that's enough now. Easy, girl, easy, easy, easy.
No one. No one calls me a rat.
Candace, you better make it right.
No one.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Mole.
Yes.
Whatever it is, I'm sorry. Look, I heard Allison went to Al's bar up on sea deck, and I really didn't steal the money. I didn't. Please, don't hurt me.
Hurt you? Mrs. Candace, I am a mole person, and we... do not hurt people.
There she goes. Now what in the hot shoot was that all about?
That's never happened to me before. I suppose I lost my temper. Is it warm out here?
Yeah. Oh man, she broke the box. It's all the old notes I wrote her. Well, why didn't Allison take these?
Maybe she thought they'd be safer locked up in the box?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She'd want to keep these safe. They're more valuable than money. Yeah.
Well, good then. Sorry, where were we again?
We're going to Al's is where we are.
Good. I don't like this place.
Yeah. You feeling all right?
I just wrecked an automobile and threatened the life of a person. I feel incredible.
Well, hey now, well that's something. Ready to pay Al's a little visit?
Bang on! I'll race you there.
Hey!
As Neil Henderson and his stalwart companion, Lomi the Mole Person, descend deeper into the morass of Heart Life, one must wonder, just how far down will they have to go? To what lengths will their quest for truth drive them? Join us next time in our fair city's lowest, darkest levels, when we rejoin young Andrew Snidge and the undead Elizabeth Rourke as they strive to cope with life after death.